It's just government inefficiency.
And it's amazing because, you know, they need money so they can pay for important things, like
really
figuring
important
out
things.
What the satisfaction level is for gay men when they have sex for the first time with another man. How are you going to find out that information if you...
If you don't spend $410,265.
Right.
You can't.
You
can't
need
find
to
it
know. And,
you need to know it. I don't know why you need to know about the satisfaction level of a man or a woman in the first time of a heterosexual experience, because that's probably lower as well, isn't it? I don't know. The first time, not the greatest.
No, yeah. They,
I understand. I'm still looking forward to my first time.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Wow. You should learn a little bit more about
I know.
Physiology.
I should.
And such.
Maybe one day.
But, yeah, no, I don't understand. Of course, you don't need a government study to figure this out.
Well, you do, because little is known about the meaning and function of first same-sex experiences, especially in African-American adolescent men, and whether satisfaction with the first experience impacts sexual trajectories.
I am very concerned about the sexual trajectory of our youth.
Yeah, okay. Do you go from that one to more or less?
Mm-hmm. Jeffy?
Well, while not being African-American...
That's true.
That's a good point.
That's the only part of this study you don't qualify for.
But the goal of it is to understand the meaning and function of first same-sex sexual experience and to prospectively be able to assess its impact on subsequent sexual experiences, young adult sexual health, and health protective behaviors, according to the grant.
That's wonderful. I can't wait.
And that's worth every penny of $410,265.